This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. It's another edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. It is the 12th of August, 2003. On this live Tuesday edition, I want to take a lot of calls and cover a ton of news. And yes, we have some guests coming up as well, so you'll definitely want to stay with us. There have been more bombings in Israel, more U.S. troops dying and coming down with mystery illnesses. They're being shot and killed and grenaded and dying in their barracks in Iraq. They're dying in Afghanistan. But that doesn't matter, folks. Wall to wall, everywhere, all anyone is talking about is Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor of California. And I know that he's charismatic, he's good-looking, it's interesting, he's played this archetypal Hercules character over and over again, and people have this image of him being the super male stamped on our psyche. And there's some validity to that. He was the German powerlifting champion. A lot of folks don't know that. He's also an atheist who makes fun of Jesus Christ in several of his books that I've read. Time magazine last night, I was on their website, and it said that Arnold's dad, they were comparing him to Ronald Reagan favorably. The establishment likes him. And they talked about how Ronald Reagan's dad was a shoe salesman, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's dad was a police chief. Oh, yeah, he was a police chief. Did they say what he was a police chief of? And folks, you know, I've been reading news articles and scanning stuff for years, and I know a lot about Arnold Schwarzenegger and the stuff that's confirmed. I mean, this guy is Bill Clinton on steroids. Pun intended. He's Bill Clinton on steroids. And you notice they're totally ignoring that. The guy is pro-homosexual marriage. He's anti-gun, pro-abortion. He says he's for open borders, but it turns out he supposedly voted years ago, all of this carefully calculated, against giving illegals a bunch of free stuff. Arnold said decades ago that he wanted to run for president or that he wanted to be the head of a national police force. And there's a good chance he'll end up being one of the two because he's in with the Illuminati, he's married into the Kennedys, and we will address Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Arnold the Blackhead, that's what his name means. It means Arnold the Slave. We will discuss Arnold the Austrian a little bit in this hour. I'll spend five more minutes on the subject. I would not talk about Kobe Bryant, but because Arnold is a member of the Bohemian Grove, because his father was a high-level Gestapo officer responsible for rounding up a lot of people in Austria, because he hates Jesus Christ and is a sociopath, we will talk about him. He is the perfect Luciferian bee, basically, in the Luciferian beehive. So we'll address this individual. And I'm not going to get into any of the sexual stuff. Believe me, that's legion. I'm going to ignore all of that and just get into, well, he attends a satanic club. His father was a Gestapo officer. He is against your guns, and he loves abortion. And homosexual marriage is a great thing. But hey, President Bush says he's wonderful.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining me. It's Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and InfoWars.net. And I do want to take a lot of your calls today. I was out of my normal studio yesterday while we were doing some work on it. And I want to thank John Statmiller for letting me use his studio north of Austin. And I had a guest on for 2 hours, and we didn't have time to get to a lot of your calls. So I do want to take time out to go to those calls today on any of the news items, any issue, any global story, national story, local story, something that you think is important that I should know about, or some propaganda you saw on the nightly news or in a sitcom or drama or in a movie, because that's where more of the New World Order program is shot at us than any other places in the mediums of fiction on television and in print, as well as movies. So anything you want to discuss, it's wide open phones. If you disagree with me, if you want to confront me, if you want to say that I'm a liar and that government is holy and that government can do no wrong and that it's conservative to turn your guns in, I disagree with that. I believe it's not conservative to have open borders and to turn your guns in and to be for abortion. But again, I'm one of those old-fashioned conservatives. But if you're a mindless liberal or an idiot neocon, you're always welcome to call in 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And I'm going to go to your calls early in this hour. And if you disagree with me, tell the folks answering the phones, and you will go to the front of the line. We don't screen calls other than to ask where you're calling from and what your first name is. But if you tell them, you tell Mark, who's running the show, that you disagree with me, you go to the front of the line, the one type of call screening we do. And I guess occasionally, I did this in the past, I would ask how someone was listening, whether it was on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, and we've quit doing that. Maybe we should start doing that again. I don't know. All right, I'll do it. I'll do it. You want it, you've got it. We'll talk about Colby Bryant. We'll talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. We won't talk about the 36 level 4 bioweapons labs they're going to build around the country. That the Baltimore Sun reported, the government said they're going to build systems that produce thousands of gallons of liquid death, and they've had monkeys and stuff escape from these in the past, stuff that makes West Nile and smallpox look like mother's milk. We won't talk about that. We won't talk about how all the microbiologists that are in race-specific bioweapon production who are all dropping dead, we won't talk about that. We won't talk about how they're putting in systems to shut down all the highways and lock down all the cities and signing deals to bring in foreign troops publicly to oppress the American people. We won't talk about how they're openly building FEMA camps everywhere and how it's in the mainstream news. We will not talk about how there's been more bombings in Israel or how U.S. troops are dying of a bizarre illness that liquefies their organs, being called pneumonia. Pneumonia doesn't liquefy your internal organs, folks. Ebola does. We won't talk about that, okay? We won't talk about how UNESCO, the UN organization that runs our public schools, that Bush has signed on to and increased funding for, says that the family is the enemy and, quote, must be destroyed and is a, quote, disease. We won't talk about how they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. We'll talk about Colby Bryant and Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's the equivalent of talking about what color to paint your toenails when you're 2 inches from running your car off of a cliff over a 5,000-foot ravine with spikes at the bottom. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger right now. You want it? You got it. Let's talk about him. Just so happens that I look like a potato right now. But not anymore. I've been running and lifting weights and swimming again. I've lost now 20 pounds. But the point is, in high school, I played football, baseball, track, all that stuff. And when I got out of high school, I was accustomed to exercising a lot, and I went and bought Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding. And I followed the Arnold system of working out 2 hours a day. Now, I was later told by modern bodybuilders that you could only work out 2 hours a day and get really big if you're taking anabolic steroids, which I never did. But I weighed 180 pounds, and I could bench press 330, 340 pounds. I was able to lift that once or twice. But generally, I mean, I could put on 225 pounds on the bench press and do 30 reps of it, folks. I can't even hardly do that once now, okay? I've sat here like a potato for 7 years, 8 years, but when I got into college, for 4 or 5 years, I did nothing but lift weights and jog every day. And I was, there's photos of it on the net. Just type Alex Jones, click on photos on Google, and you'll see pictures. Because I was still in pretty good shape when I started doing radio and TV. And one time, again, a friend took a photo and posted it got it posted in the newspaper, and then now it's been out there forever. But the point is that I thought, man, Arnold Schwarzenegger's really neat, and so I'm going to read books he's written. And I read his Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding, which really the recipe to get big in there is only if you're on anabolics. You can't work out 2 hours a day and get big, folks. It'll tear you down. You know, if you're not taking drugs, you want to get big and strong, you know, just work out 30, 45 minutes a day with weights. But the point is that I went and got what his Evolution of a Bodybuilder or whatever it's called. It's somewhere in a bookshelf in my house. And it's, you know, I don't like Jesus. I'm Jesus. I'm God. It's all about me. I grew up in a castle. My dad was a police chief. You know, I basically was the big boss in the community. Everyone submitted to me and brought me cream milk so I could get bigger. It's all about yourself. And then, you know, over the years, I read a lot, and I'd see where Schwarzenegger made bizarre comments about the New World Order, and then I found out he was a member of the Bohemian Grove, and then I'm watching all the news channels last night, and they're, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger is for abortion, he's anti-gun, he's for homosexual marriage, but he's conflicting. He says he's for open borders now, but he did vote to restrict payments to illegals and proposition years ago. But then last night, I decided to talk about Arnold. So I said, I'll stop ignoring this. It's such a big story, top story. What a joke. I said, I will go and I will look at all of this. And so I went to Time Magazine, and they have him compared to Ronald Reagan. And frankly, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger as an individual is far more impressive than Ronald Reagan. I think Ronald Reagan was a far better person. I'm just saying Arnold really is an alpha male. And so I'm sitting there reading the comparisons, and it says, you click on one, you know, what did his father do? Well, Ronald Reagan's father was a shoe salesman in the Midwest. What did Arnold's dad do? Oh, he was a police chief. Well, you know, just so happens I've read Esquire and all the other news articles over the years about Arnold. You know, when I'm sitting there to get a haircut or something, you'll open up the magazine and read about it. The guy's dad, admittedly, was a high-level Gestapo officer, because if you're a captain in the Gestapo, that's like a full-bird colonel. Okay? Hitler had the Gestapo where it was like special forces today. It was over the regular army. And by the end, a SS colonel could override anybody they wanted to. In the regular army. And Arnold's dad was involved in purges and arrest of Germans and oppressing people in Austria. And a really sinister guy, folks. These are very, very sinister people. Arnold's brother, who died in an automobile accident, who was older than him, was born at the end of the war. He was the product of a bloodlines analysis, SS marriage. If you were a captain or above that, and some records show he got even higher by the last year of the war, though those have been lost. It was all gone over very carefully. So, and my wife was saying, you know, how can he be governor if he's not a citizen? Well, in Mexico, you can't be elected to a federal position unless you were born there. It's that way in Germany. It's that way in France. And it makes a lot of sense. America's different, though, because we were a nation of immigrants up front. And so you can be anything but the president, folks. And we're in a lot of trouble. Okay? We're in a lot of trouble because they've been grooming Arnold for a long time. And he's in with the Bushes and others and other neocons to be president. And they've got bills lined up to do it. But it doesn't matter. It's just that he has a lot of charisma and he's not stupid. He is not stupid. Contrary to what the news has to say. I mean, you watch the documentary Pumping Iron about Arnold, and the guy is a total cunning, devilish sociopath. And the mean things he does to people and the way he operates. And I know people that know Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very aggressive, very rude, very mean. I've seen clips of him just 10 years ago where he'd start yelling and cussing at press conferences. Cramming two apples in his mouth at one time with juice spraying out of his mouth. I mean, the guy is a wicked devil, folks. You just need to know that. And so I know all about Arnold Schwarzenegger, folks, and I've been to the Grove, And he just loves the Grove. It's a German institution. He better love it. As Helmut Schmidt said in his own book, Men in Power, that he was German chancellor.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll-free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Do you want the news? I mean the real news. Because you're sure not getting it now. If you'll open your ears, we'll open your eyes, and we'll open your mind. What did the government know about the possibility of terrorist attacks prior to 9/11? Is mainstream media telling you everything you should know about the war on terror? What is our real interest in Iraq and Saddam Hussein? Who stands to gain if we give up our freedoms in the name of national security? Who's behind the manipulation of our financial markets, and why? We're the jury. You be the judge. We're the GCN Radio Network. Are you tired of being lied to by mainstream media? Well, so are we, and we're doing something about it. Visit us at GCNLive.com and discover the truth for yourself. We're the real deal. We mean business, and we're here to stay. For news that's in your face and sometimes shocking, visit GCNLive.com. www.GCNLive.com. We're the GCN Radio Network. Check us out today. We promise not to tell anyone you were here.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. I don't want to spend all day on Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose daddy was a Gestapo officer, then a police chief, and Arnold grew up in a castle. It's his own words, and he doesn't like people that believe in God. He's an atheist. He believes in man, the divinity of man. These are his own words. This is our conservative. I mean, the only reason I'm talking about it is because It's become such a big distraction and diversion. And it's kind of a teaching aid, because here's your modern neoconservative for homosexual marriage, for gun control, for abortion on demand. And that's what you get. Real conservatives like Representative Issa and others go and get the recall petitions, and then Arnie swoops in, and Time Magazine, and just everybody is worshiping him. No mention of the Nazi dad, no nothing. And then there's Arnold's other bizarre statements about how he'd like to be the head of a national police force. He'd like Ridge's job. All this stuff. Oh, yeah, the foreigner wants to be over our national police? That's not funny. And we have John Shalikashvili. You know, he was the supreme commander of our forces under Lord Bush, under Lord Clinton. They have the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's the chairman. And, you know, his daddy was the big head guy, the commissar in Poland. I mean, he really ran the death camps, folks. And so he was a chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. You have Madeleine Albright. Her daddy was a commissar in Czechoslovakia. It killed at least over a million people. That's all admitted. Came up for confirmation. I mean, this is sick, folks. This is a real trend of all these foreigners and people with double citizenship. For Israel, for Austria, for Mexico. Coming up here, running for office, getting elected, and they could care less about America. But, I mean, when you've got somebody whose dad was an SS officer saying he wants to be the head of the national police and he doesn't believe there's a Second Amendment, I mean, that was a big important litmus test for John Ashcroft, remember? Was he pro-gun? Of course he wasn't. He said, oh, I'm for the Second Amendment if prescribed by law. Well, the big law is the Second Amendment. Nothing can trump that. In man's law, he can make all the laws all day saying, you know, we're not free human beings, those are null and void. But that was an important litmus test. But not with Arnold. Oh no, it's just pell mell worship him. Oh, this is so much fun. We've got a sociopathic, well, he says he doesn't believe in God, but he's all about himself. That's what Anton LaVey said in his Satanic Bible. And it just so happens Arnie does attend the Grove. Does attend the Grove. Just type Arnold Schwarzenegger Bohemian Grove into a search engine. You'll get some nice mainstream articles. I've been there, folks. I'm concerned. I wouldn't let somebody who worships a Canaanite deity in a black robe walk my dog or babysit my children. But we'll have him as a governor. Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I really appreciate what you're doing. I had some suggestions for your listeners. I used to be real passionate about politics and proud that I voted and cared about what was going on with politically. And it took three things to wake me up and deprogram me. One was listening to your program, and not only that, but researching it and going to the computer and reading. A lot of people, I think, sit on the fence and listen to you and just go, I like what he says, but they don't research it. And until they do and see it in black and white,
that's right. They decide to say, yeah, some of that's true. I've heard that, but he's exaggerating. They choose to not confirm it, because if you confirm it, then you'll have to do something.
Well, I've given out hundreds of your tapes, and 50% of the people are lethargic and don't care. They're just lethargic. They just don't even... They don't even know. They watch it, and I said, did you watch it? And they said, yeah. And they said, any comments? They go. They just have a glazed look in their eye, and they don't have any comments. The second thing I do, besides
but they're not even in the ball game.
That's true.
They're a bunch of spectators, so I just feel sorry for them. They're like lemmings. What about the other 50% that listen?
50%, I'd say 25%, a quarter of the 50%, they care, they're passionate about it, we talk, we share videos, we swap videos, and we get involved. The other 25 are scared to death, and I think they're sitting on the fence. They don't know what
well,
to
hey,
do.
Well, hey, 3% won the Revolutionary War. Stay there, I'll let you finish. We've already got this thing won, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've lost 10 pounds with the collagen aid so far. Give it a try. Worked good for me. I'm going to have to go get remeasured because my pants are getting kind of baggy on me. My stomach is not there no more. It's really very easy.
$10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, it really is pathetic. First, it's Colby Bryant the last month, and then it shifts over into Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor. And what's really sick is if they called him a liberal Democrat, a socialist, a national socialist, I wouldn't have a problem with it because that would be honest. But calling him a Republican or a conservative is a joke, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it's a big, fat diversion. Again, the government has announced it's going to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. The most deadly type stuff you can imagine being produced there. Race-specific viruses and bacteria. The government says we're going to get hit by all these bioplagues, and they're going to have to take all our rights away and re-engineer our society and have a total police state, and then you track back who's behind past bio attacks and the engineering and the murder of scientists who develop this stuff to get rid of any evidence, and it's the government, the illegitimate government, run by a bunch of eugenics-promoting Malthus-loving globalist. So we're going to have to talk more about this. I mean, it's frightening. And I was over at a friend's house last night, and we're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor, and he said, you know, the New World Order just loves Hitler. And it's true. I mean, they love the black uniforms. They love the Homeland Security, Reichland Security. Reich means land. Same terms. Hitler's symbol was a bundle of sticks with an axe head on the top, the fasci. After 1945, they put that in the Capitol building with the flag hanging straight down as a sign of distress. That's all new, folks. The eagles with the pointed scepter. I mean, it's all Nazi stuff. Prescott Bush, actually arrested in 42 for sitting on the board with top Nazis. He was the only American on the board. Running all of it. It's just incredible. The Kennedys, the Joseph Kennedy was ambassador to England, had dinner with Hitler, good friends, loved each other, told America that we should work with Hitler. He had to be recalled after that happened. So the New World Order set Hitler up, used Hitler to then even expand their power more, then create a crisis, pull the rug out from under him, and then use that same elite, the Crumps, the Dutch, the British, others, to now set that up again in the future, using America this time as the unstoppable engine of the Fourth Reich. And then you shake your head and you go, well, then why do the neocons then have all these Jews up in the top of it? I mean, you've got all these Nazis promoting Nazi ideas, and Ron Paul, Vietnam veteran, was conservative member of Congress. He gave that 45-minute speech. We read it here on air. It's still posted on the right-hand side of the main page of Infowars.com. Picture of Ron Paul. Just scroll down. Do you see his picture? He pointed this out. He said that they support Machiavelli, who believe in lying and manipulating and entering into evil and lying to the public. He talked about how the neocons support Trotsky. He talked about how the neocons support all these other evil people. The neocons have promoted, the Brotherhood has. That was in Harper's Magazine. They believe in Hitler. They believe, folks, basically whether they're German or Chinese or Mexican or, you know, it doesn't matter. They're evil people. And as Paul Joseph Watson said yesterday, doesn't matter if they're German or Jewish or African, it doesn't matter. They're evil people. And they're adopting every evil system in history and making this amalgam That is the New World Order. Cliff in Colorado talked about how half of those that watch Road to Tyranny or my other videos don't even have a comment. They're so mind-numbed. But how 25% of those that see it are awake or involved or fighting back. The other 25% are afraid. Now, the national average is about 90% wake up and are concerned. But, yeah, a percentage of those are wanting to take action. The others are afraid. Some areas you hear of like 10% waking up, the others being brain dead. He's saying he gets 50-50. But that's exciting, Cliff. The 25% of those, you say you've given out hundreds of copies, are waking up. What are they saying?
Well, the ones that watch and believe and research are pretty passionate about it, and we're trying to do the best we can. I go to public libraries and request that they look into your go to your website and request your documentaries and films. I mail copies to people that write letters to the paper, praising Bush or, you know, grandstanding to the flag and this and that, and it's not about oil. I mail copies to them. We used to have a place in the town that I live, but they shut it down, a book cafe where it was free ideas. They talked about how Walmart gets their goods from prisons and how it's the war's about oil. They shut the place down, though. It was just a coffee shop. But we used to present videos free to the public and talk about these things on a weekly basis.
Well, you should start another coffee shop. But let me break this down for folks. Hitler, while we're talking about Hitler and his spawn, Hitler took the German flag more than the Nazi flag and used it to say, I am the government. You support the flag in Germany and your forefathers and the Reich, the homeland, ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer, one people, one land, one leader, to fight the terrorists, he said. He said, you must not question me or you're not patriotic. And I mean, now I pulled into, what, a Citco or something, and they have a big sign now on the side, not just a flag, but a sign of the American flag. And you watch Home Depot commercials and the woman walks over to help somebody and has the American flag on her shirt. You know, it's everywhere. It's saying, hey, I'm with the empire. They're expropriating, taking our symbol, affixing it to their uniforms, and saying, if you don't support everything we say, you're against America. You're either for us or against us. Now, everything that flag symbolizes is being destroyed. At the same time, and I remember 5 years ago, the police manuals, the news, Hollywood, the movies, you were a weirdo if you flew the American flag. A police manual said, watch out for cars with a bunch of American flags. That was our symbol. You know, my brochures and my website, American flags, we love America. But now I'm taking all that off because symbolism is important and they've expropriated it. And now they're using it for evil. And it's not that the flag's bad. The flag is a symbol. They've expropriated it. And it's very important how they twist symbols and turn them around. And now the flag's been turned into an armband for the New World Order, when in truth the New World Order is destroying the spirit of the flag. Go ahead.
Well, it's just, for me, it was a turning point. There was three things that really helped deprogram me. And the one, of course, has been listening to you. The second one, which I thought would be really hard, was to cleanse my mind, and that was to fire my cable company. And I did that 2 years ago. I don't watch the Idiot Box, and I feel like I've walked out of a toxic room. I can breathe now.
You don't have the Scientific Atlantic cable box with the microphone admittedly in it?
I don't have any of that, and it's done a 360. It's freed my brain. And I encourage anybody
well, it's a problem
to give
for
it up
me.
For a
Cliff,
month or so.
Cliff, it's a problem for me, and we're about to go to calls. I really appreciate your call. God
okay.
bless you, sir. Keep it up.
Thank you.
You bet. It's a problem for me because I need to watch the news, the television. I need to track and trace what they're doing and look at the propaganda. And I still go to some movies. I watch videos listeners send me of specific stuff. It has been 4 weeks and counting. I watched while you were out with my wife last night when I got home, and I was reading Bloodlines of the Illuminati again by Fritz Springmeier while she was watching while you were out, where, you know, you do the repair of the house or whatever. And I didn't even like that. So I got a major problem. I hate television so much. And now it's good to the point where I can't watch it. I mean, it was becoming that upsetting. I mean, we talked about, you know, the Frasier episode where he joins the gun club and his family, his friends all criticize him and what's wrong with him. This is crazy. This is evil. You know, it's not bad. He could do anything else, but this was bad. And then at the end, he goes into the basement, and there's the gun club huddled around something whispering. He says, "What's that?" And they don't show what it is, but they say, "Oh, it's a machine we're building to defeat the New World Order." And he screams in horror when he sees it and runs out. They don't show you what it is, but the message is there's these secret groups. They're armed. They own guns. That's a sign of being a terrorist. They want to bring down the government. And Frasier was criticized by his whole family, and it turns out he was right. See, he fled out of the building, and you know, anybody that's into guns and talks about a new world order is dangerous. You better run screaming from him. I mean, I couldn't watch a movie, I couldn't watch a commercial, I couldn't flip channels. It just wall to wall evil. I can't handle it anymore, folks. And so now every newspaper I pick up, it's that leering, narcissistic face who's for abortion, against guns, for same-sex marriage, telling me in his own book that he's God and he doesn't like Jesus Christ, and he's a member of the Bohemian Grove, and I've got to watch all the smacking, smiling neocons. And I mean, I've watched just a few hours the last 4 weeks, and it's always Arnold, you know, the Sean Hannitys of the world. Well, he's a liberal, but that's okay. It's hollow. Dick in Colorado. Dick, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I sent you an email a few days ago asking your permission regarding making 100 copies of a couple of your videos, that is 50 each, and I haven't heard back, so I decided
to
call you.
Well, I've said on the air 500 times that if somebody makes copies of my films for to give out free, not for sale, I want you to do it.
Yeah, but here's the caveat, and the reason for my question, it's going to cost us about $5 a copy to make these, and somebody suggested that we see if we can sell them for $5 a copy.
You know, I can't do that. I'm barely able to maintain my operation, and no one else says make copies of my films. No, nobody else does that. And, to get them professionally duplicated, put in a box, and have a cover put on them, it costs me about $5. But if you get a VCR and buy tapes at Death Mart or wherever, it'll cost you $1 a piece.
Yeah.
And you know what, sir? If it's a donation to the country to buy the films from me and then to make the copies of them. If I start letting people make copies and sell them, I won't be here. There won't be any more films.
Okay, well, see, my question was that you had said not for profit, and so I was wondering if we sell them for what it cost us, is that contrary to
so
the spirit?
So you need this for a store or something? You need this on tape or what?
Pardon?
So you need a letter so you can go sell these someplace, or what's going on?
Well, I don't get. Well, if it costs us $5 a piece,
you know,
to have these made.
I've told folks if they want to do this, I'll give people 50% off if they want to buy them in bulk, and then you've got the original high quality. You know, did you know every day I get videos back that aren't even mine? People demanding I send them a replacement. And then I call them and I go, "Who'd you buy this from?" And it'll be some big Christian ministry who's selling my tapes as if they're from me.
Are they making a profit?
No, I cannot do it. I'm every day we have to call people back and say, "You were sold a bootleg." Did you know that?
No. So I gather what you're saying is that if we sell them for what it cost us to make them, that is not okay.
No, it's not, because people take advantage of that. I'm not saying you're bad.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not offended a bit. I'm really impressed by what you're doing, and I'm so darn glad you're there.
Well, no, I mean, listen, I want to thank you for your support. I understand it's hard to make, you know, a couple hundred copies of this, but, you know, just, I mean, do what I do. You know, stop eating fast food, stop eating that trash, and stop supporting those people, and the money you'll save off of making a sack lunch, you can make three copies of the video a day. You will.
Okay, so...
I mean, that right there. Look, for $2 a day, you can make a copy in the morning and a copy at night and have two copies of the video a day. Two copies of any of the videos a day as a repeat of 1776 to the mini printing press. Two copies a day. And then when you give them to folks, tell them you make two copies. It'll have a huge effect.
Okay, one more question. I got to let you get on to other people. If we were to choose two, would you have a preference of the nine? I have all nine of yours personally. If we were to choose to copy two of them, which would be your choice?
Probably 911, The Road to Tyranny, and...
911, The Road to Tyranny.
911, The Road to Tyranny, or Police State 3, Total Enslavement.
Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Okay, Alex.
Hey, thanks a lot. Go ahead.
It's tremendous.
Well, thank you. So you're seeing an effect giving people the videos. Well, that's great. Again, I'm not mad at Cliff or Dick. You guys are great, but I don't want to talk about my videos all day long. That's one. But no, they are having an effect. Maybe somebody wants to comment about Arnold. Because, you know, it's a very important diversion, so we've got to respond to the diversion. Howard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Hey, Alex, there was a movie. This is when you were little, Alex. Around 1985, one of the networks put out a miniseries, and I think it was called Heartland. And it wasn't Red Dawn. It was worse than Red Dawn.
It was called America.
Maybe that's what it was called.
With a K, with Chris Christopherson.
And they were just taking over the United States. They had, like, Russian...
Yeah, there's a terrorist attack. There's a puppet government that says the foreign troops are here to save us. And that was produced by the Rhodes Scholars. That's what they're going to do to us.
That's right.
They like to tell you what the plan is.
And I said, you know, that's the plan. I remember that movie. I said, this is just like that movie that I saw when I was in college. I said, this miniseries. I said, it's like, you're just going right down the line. Hey, Alex, what I caught about is there was a guy on Erskine.
Stay there. I'll let you finish up, Howard, on the other side. Then we'll go to Sean and Kelly and others. And we do have some guests coming up as well. And a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. But, hey, who cares about them building level 4 bioweapons lab in your neighborhood? We'll talk about Arnold.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it, the Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden as any gardener does. But now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272 or visit CobraHead.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, I do have a bunch of news we haven't even gotten to yet, but hey, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Arnold all day and how important that is. Well, the story of how it's a big diversion is important. But you notice my great listeners are not deprogrammed by the globalist. That's right. They are programmed to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to not being programmed. Boy, that's some double speak or double think. But it all depends on how you look at it. My listeners don't care about Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're not talking about him. They're not talking about Kobe Bryant. They're not talking about O.J. or Monica Lewinsky or any of these diversions. I forget it. We were talking to Howard in Texas, and he wanted to talk about Erskine, who has a great show Saturday night and the Sunday morning on this network. And who did Erskine have on?
I think you may have to look this up. Gunnarsson? Maybe the wrong name.
Yeah, Ted Gunnarsson.
It's about cell towers. And he explained about what you were talking about, the cell towers and mind control, how that works. And
well, that was the Boston Globe last week that DARPA has these frequency generators and they want to put them up to make us happy. And, half the ads on the nightly news are for Prozac. So, we need to take our Soma, and they do have frequency generators, and they do want to, it said, not just scan our minds, but control them. Doesn't that sound like freedom to you?
And he talked about somebody getting a binoculars. He says, you go up and get binoculars and go look at the cables going up to the microwave transmitters. And he said they're like 3/4 to an inch thick to each transmitter. And he said the cables are capable of generating thousands of watts. And he says, you don't need that for cell phones.
Now, what's the individual's name you're talking about?
I think it was Gunnarsson. You may have to go to Erskine's website and find out what the guy's
name is. Well, I mean, I don't go off what some guy says. I just go off the Boston Globe, DARPA saying we want to put mind control.
No, he knows the technical part of the power. And this is what he was saying.
I'll have to get him on then.
He said, because he says you can talk to somebody who knows about frequencies and power or just cell phone. But what's been installed is for something to put out a lot.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you, though, is, Howard, is they admit they're going to put mind control devices in. So it's now admitted. It's like people still email me and call me and go, where's the proof of the camps? Where are the camps? And I go, well, do you want the Rocky Mountain News or MSNBC or LA Times or Associated Press? And it's all posted. But yeah, that sounds interesting. I'll have to get him on. Thanks, yeah. Howard.
All righty.
Thanks a million. We're going to come back and talk to Shane and Kelly and Alan and Elaine and others. Before I end this hour, there's been a lot of talk in my videos, and that's how you support us. And I've written a book, and Paul Joseph Watton's written Ordered Out of Chaos. We just published it. We printed it. Elite-sponsored terrorism in the New World Order. And it's $19.95. My book's $12, cover September 11th. The films are Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 2000, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I've made 9 films. They're $25.95 apiece. Order 3 or more, they drop down to 20. The toll-free number to order my videos is 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Please don't wait, folks. Paul, get the videos, get the new book. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be back with the second hour, your calls and the news, and we've got some surprise guests as well.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...